Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon.
This is BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Pretty good to be able to say that word again. Afternoon. Hello. Thank you, Greg. It's been ages since I've done this in the actual afternoon. How are you? Thanks to Dev for doing this for, what was it, like 2 weeks? 3 weeks? I don't know. All the weeks just, was it one? No, because he was on between Christmas and New Year's. No, he wasn't. It was Westwood. Anyway, thanks to Dev for however long he did it for. I feel much more awake today and everything. And we're back on in the afternoons.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, let's take a call. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
I'm Kay from Burnham.
All right, Kay, what's occurring?
I'm waiting for my boyfriend. He's been in the toilet for ages, and I'm getting bored.
How long has he been on it, please?
About 20 minutes.
God, that is a while.
He's just come back now, though. Do you want to say hello to him?
Oh, I was going to say, do you need the loo now? Or, I mean, because you can pass the phone over, or were you just lonely?
No, I'm all right. You can talk to him if you want.
Yeah, OK, I'll pass him on.
Hello?
Steve Smith?
Yeah.
You all right?
Hello.
You were in there a while, weren't you?
Yeah, man.
Have you got, like, a game in there, like one of those potty putters so you can play golf, or a potty fisher, where you can fish?
Potty fisher, yeah.
You've got a potty fisher in there?
Yeah, a potty fisher.
Have you?
Yep.
See, that's why he was in there for so long. She was wondering what you were doing.
Nah, just some innocent fishing.
I know what you mean. Because, like, I had the potty putter in my life for a while, and, like, you just spend hours in there trying to get a hole in one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, at least you're off now, eh?
Yeah, man.
Okay, I've got to go. Love you.
Love you too, bye!
Bye. He's weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Simon off of Felix Though has been on saying, have I missed this? What is a potty putter or a potty fisher? They're just like kind of miniature games of golf and miniature kind of fishing games, which you can play on the loo. We've discussed them many a time before on this show. Simon says, I spend a lot of time on the toilet. I'd like to know what they are. Just look them up. Potty putter or potty fisher. Just look online. It'll change your life. Probably not for the better, I wouldn't imagine, because you'll have no social life. You'll spend all your time on the toilet. But at least you'll be having fun. That was Alexandra Burke and Broken Heels. You listened to Scott on Radio 1. That was Steve there, who'd just been on the loo for 20 minutes. He did sound a bit strange, but I think he was there for some time doing some fishing. And, you know, after 20 minutes, your legs start to... They go to sleep completely. And then, because you're slightly leaning forward, kind of holding the fishing rod on the loo, the supply gets completely cut off. And what was happening there is they were just starting to come back, and he was getting that horrible tingly feeling. And all he could say was, yeah, man.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Afternoon, Amanda in Kent, who says, nice appearance on BBLB yesterday, thank you. However, the mankini that you wore put me off a bit. Now, if you just read that text out straight, like I just have, it sounds like I was in a mankini and nothing else, and that's not true. I was actually wearing all of my clothes, and it was just over the top of it. The worst thing I had to do was put my hand in 3 raw chickens, which I've never done before. Minging.
What? Why did you have to do that wearing a mankini, please?
It was one of the tasks that they've been doing this week on Big Brother, and they were trying to recreate the tasks on CBBLB yesterday. And to find, it was like one of those games where you have to find letters. So I had to find a letter in one of the chickens. It was hidden in there. A high budget production. Yeah. Just wore a mankini and put my hand in some chickens, as you do on a Sunday.
That's what you'd be doing at home anyway, isn't it? Just took it to the TV.
You're right, Becky.
Yes.
Nice voice.
I know, I'm a bit heavy breathing today.
I know. Now, something very exciting I'm about to tell you about, what's occurring. Starting today, it's on at the slightly earlier time of 5:20 p.m. every night.
Is that because it was meant to be 5:15, but you knew you'd never make it, so you've taken the decision to put it to 5:20?
Well, it's always late anyway, so it's going to be 5:20-ish every day. I know we're going to get some complaints about this from people going, oh no, that means I'm going to hear it. People speeding to get home so they don't hear it. But this is the different bit. You can play against Becky from tomorrow, all right? So we've got a bit of a star guest lined up for today, so what's occurring? If they answer the phone. And then tomorrow, you can play Oh What's Occurring every day against Becky, right? So if you want to be one of the people that's first on, you can register now online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to Scott Mills' pages. And if you register before midnight tonight, you can play the game tomorrow at 5:20-ish. I bet all the terms and conditions are on the website.
They are. And you just click on the picture. Can I just say the picture on the website for the form is Nessa and not me? Just in case people don't know what I look like, that is Nessa from Gavin and Stacey. And she's saying, oh, click on her face and then you can play Oh, It's Occurring Tomorrow if you picked.
So if you've been listening at home or on the way home from work for ages to Oh, What's Occurring and thinking, God, Becky's rubbish.
Yeah.
I could do better than that. Go on then, put it where your mouth is.
Put your money where your mouth
is. Your money where your mouth is.
Not just put it where your mouth is. That's really wrong. I don't want any of those people calling up.
Go online and register to play new Oh, What's Occurring Tomorrow at 5:20. We might speak to you. Just put a number on there, put your name, put your age, and read the terms and conditions because they're really important. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Do it now and you could be on tomorrow.
You know, the terms and conditions basically just say that even if you win, Scott can't count, so don't expect to win.
Fair
enough. You had to make lots of exceptions for your lack of counting ability.
Fine, that's okay. I'm not good at maths, never have been. So as long as they're in the terms and conditions, then no one will expect too much. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1. Having a bit of a hangout with Greg James now. Hi, Greg.
All right.
Are you eating a Yorkie?
Boost.
A what?
Boost.
All right, good. And voiceover man's here as well. Hello, love.
Hello, love.
Good. I don't know why they just popped in
That's
for a chat.
That's cost us a fortune now, he's
oh,
spoken.
Oh, no. How much is
You're
that going to cost?
You're such an idiot.
How much is that going to be?
Who do I send the invoice to?
Right. Oh, God. Right. Coming up after 4:30, I've got Mini Fever and also Biffy Clyro. A lot of people obviously didn't hear the show we did before Christmas. It was Christmas Eve show where Chappers decided to hang up his headphones and retire from public life. So all the people that are texting at the moment, like Pete and Darwin and Lucy and Swindon and Alan and Gosport, saying, has Chappers finished his part-time job on the show? Rachel in Belfast and Mark and Alan in Colchester, who obviously didn't hear Christmas Eve show. Yes, he has retired. You won't be hearing anything more from him on Radio 1. It wasn't a nasty split. It was all very amicable. And he's gone. Yeah, that's it.
He just went to the loo and then didn't come back.
He just went to the loo, didn't come back. We still love him very much. In fact, I got an email from him today saying hello.
More than I have.
Oh, did you not get that? Sorry. But we did do a nice tribute to Chops, actually, which I think we should try and get on the website, to the music of Thank You For Being A Friend. Just some of his best bits over the last...
That's what he asked for, that song, isn't it?
Yeah, that's his favourite. Some of the best bits in the last, well, year, really, wasn't it? Because we couldn't find the rest from the other five. But we'll try and get that on online at some point, so you can have a listen to that if you are mourning the loss of Chappers as he retires. Podcast. Jess has been on saying that her older brother's a cage fighter and he remains absolutely silent all the way through. Alex is just a bit of a weirdo. I think a few people are saying this. Maybe just before he started to demolish the snowman, somebody asked him who his favourite member of Steps was.
Fight!
Oh, no!
Or maybe they were his. You know, maybe he's lamenting the loss of. H was always my favourite rather than Claire or Latch.
So bad.
Quite bad.
Jess has been on the text, and it's her 20th birthday today, and she says...
Yay.
She's wondering if she can talk to you. She says, I'm not sure after that joke whether she still wants to, but she says, it would literally be the best present ever. You have no idea how happy it would make me.
Really?
Yeah.
What, so it's Jess's 20th birthday? Mm-hmm.
And all she wants is to talk to you.
Wow.
I don't know why, but
She doesn't want any presents or stuff.
No, she said this would be the best present ever. Okay. It's going to make her happier than anything ever in the world.
Oh. Well, let's see if that's true, shall we?
Hello?
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 Is that Jess?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Scott Mills.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. You're on the radio now, so please don't swear.
I'm not going to.
Okay, good. Neither am I.
That's all right, then.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What have you been doing today?
Not much, because I came back to uni yesterday, so I've been on my own.
Which uni?
Canterbury Christchurch.
Oh, so you just sat in your room thinking, it's my birthday and no one cares.
Yeah, well, I'm going out tonight, so...
All right, where are you going?
To the pub with a few friends.
Now, is that true what you said? That, seriously, you don't understand. If I could speak to him, that would be the best birthday ever.
Yeah.
God, right, if I went out with you, Jess, I would never have to buy you anything.
Exactly.
I would just have to go, hello.
Yeah, exactly.
You are low maintenance.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate
love that. Okay.
So are you two going out now? Well, I can't work it out.
No, that was an if.
Just to speak to her, and now you're trying to ask her out.
Yeah, it kind of...
You went really fast,
yeah, it went
really
fast,
quickly
that. Well, have a good night tonight, Jess.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to speak to you on your 20th. It's one of those really awkward conversations where you go, where someone goes, can you speak to my brother on the phone? And you go, yeah, sure. Hi, how are you? And not really quite sure what to say. Anything you want to say back to me? Make it a bit less...
No? Happy birthday for whenever it's your birthday.
March 28th, actually. Thanks for asking. Love you.
Love you too.
Have a good birthday, bye. I think that joke's good. Alex Reed, what's your favourite member of Steps? That's funny. Or what letter can you get 4 points for in Scrabble, Alex? It's the new Len Goodman joke, I think you'll find.
Radio 1.
That's not a bad joke. What's happened to your voice today?
What do you mean?
It's quite breathy.
It does sound like I've just run down the stairs, doesn't it?
Why?
I don't know. I think the cold has done something to my chest.
All right.
So I just find it a bit difficult to talk.
Do you need me to speak like this as well?
No, why would that help me?
I don't know. It's a bit weird.
Just, okay. Sorry.
Now,
one of those late night radio shows, doesn't
it? Last week, when Bill Bailey was on, he was a brilliant guest, and he was talking about accidental arson. How many people have accidentally set themselves on fire in a restaurant? Well, quite a lot, judging by all the emails and texts we got.
Yeah, he says, hi, Scott. I was at a restaurant and witnessed a couple out on a hot date. So hot, in fact, the hot brunette caught her wig on fire. Bless her. He says, I felt so bad for her at first, but she seemed to be a good sport and laughed it off. Anyway, it didn't end there. A woman sitting in the same restaurant, three tables away from the incident, also wearing a wig, took her hair piece off and offered her hair.
This is made up.
It's not true, is it?
Right, so the woman's there and the hair catches on fire, and then someone else says, oh dear, sorry about your wig being on fire, whips hers off and says, here's mine.
Yeah, but they're still one wig short, aren't they?
Yeah.
Even if the other one's all right, there's still that one who's got no hair.
That's very kind of her, though.
Apparently the one whose wig originally set on fire said no to the offer of the new wig.
I think when you need a wig, you can't be that choosy.
Is it wrong to wear someone else's wig? Are there, like, health issues?
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I've worn other people's wigs for a long time. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Now, are you one of the many people, aren't you, whose hair accidentally set on fire in a restaurant?
Yeah, so I was just sat there, really. We just got to the... I think we'd only been in a restaurant about 10 minutes, and we were just sat there choosing what we were going to have.
This is not your wig, though. This is your actual hair.
This is my actual hair, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I've got kind of long... brownie colour, fair, curly, quite a lot of hair.
So it's quite big?
It is quite big, yeah.
Can I just ask, what kind of celebrity would you say your hair is like, just so I can get an idea of how big it is?
Do you know Dr. Corday on ER, that woman?
No.
Or like Kylie when she had big curly hair. Like,
oh,
those,
right, okay.
Days. Shakira kind of quite like that. It's quite long, and yeah, I was just sat there and... my friend opposite me just all of a sudden starts whacking me around the head with a menu. And I'm like, well, that's a bit rude, isn't it? Didn't really know what was going on. And so she goes, oh, you're on fire. And I thought she was joking because I couldn't feel it because my hair is so big. It hadn't, like, got down to my head or anything. But I don't know what it is. It's just a... hazard with my hair. It does tend to happen. I've done it in the bath as well before, and I've started to be all relaxed in the bath and put tea lights around the side of the bath. I've kind of flipped my hair onto a tea light and it set fire then.
So this is not the first time you've set yourself on fire at all, is it?
It's not, really.
So, Sarah, when was the last time you did actually set yourself on fire? Because it seems to happen quite a lot.
The last time I set myself on fire was, well, it was only like in the last probably 6 months. But it just happens every now and then.
And before you know it, there's an inferno on your head.
Yeah.
So not anything for the last 6 months?
So I've kind of, yeah.
You're pretty due for one soon then.
Yeah.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Thanks, Sarah.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
What's occurring?
It's time for a new Oh, What's Occurring on Radio 1. From tomorrow, you can play this game against Becky if you register online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. So it's going to be Becky against the listener every day at 5:20. So if you ever listened before and thought, gosh, she's rubbish at this, she never gets it right, could be you on tomorrow. We have a special guest for the new What's Occurring playing today against Becky. It's Matt Horn off Gavin and Stacey. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Not just off Gavin and Stacey, off lots of things. Hi, you're right.
I'm very good. I'm actually quite nervous, Scott.
You are?
I know it's just a guessing game, but I'm not known for my guessing. I need my friend Pat Mills with me, who's excellent at guessing, but he's not here. So I'm feeling quite on edge.
Okay, it'll be fine. Where do we find you this afternoon, Matt?
Just sort of lolling about in my flat, having a sort out.
Oh, right. Well, you're clearing things out?
Yep, I'm sorting things and myself out. Just getting my head together, generally.
Wow. Okay, so it's you against Becky today. Three situations. Okay. You just tell me what you think the answer is. It's a bit of a guessing game. Text me your scores to 81199. Here we go.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know Kat Deely?
Yeah.
Right, she's got that dancing show on at the moment, If You Think You Can Dance, or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Davina's got one on as well. Like, everyone's got a dance show at the moment.
Yeah.
She's also got a new show called Kat Deely Has a Feely, which is going to be on soon.
What channel is that on?
On this one today. What we did was we blindfolded Kat Deely and gave her three items of food to have a feel of. So it's some cottage cheese, it's a chicken breast, and also a very large Spanish chorizo, all from my fridge. My question to you, on Kat Deely Has a Feely, how many of those items could Kat Deely identify? Just wearing a blindfold and having a feel. Becky first.
One.
One out of three?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Horn.
Can I qualify whether the chicken breast was cooked or uncooked?
No, it's raw. Uncooked.
Two. She guessed two.
I like it that was important to your answer.
It is. You can't.
They have a different consistency, don't they?
Yeah, certainly do.
A cooked and uncooked breast.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Here's Kat Deely with a new game. Kat Deely Has a Feely, but how many out of the cottage cheese, chicken breast, uncooked, and very large chorizo will she identify just by feeling with blindfold on?
Hello there, I'm Kat Deely, and welcome to Kat Deely Has a Feely.
Thank goodness I'm not doing a wheelie, because I'm not
that
very good
at that.
That
was the other idea we had. I've got three things for you to touch. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got your blindfold on?
I do have my blindfold on.
You just tell me what you're feeling. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
Ow! Ew. You know what that is? That's rice pudding. Or something like that. Ow! Oh, cottage cheese!
Yay!
But that was a bit tasting too. Was there mould on there?
No, it's fresh
today.
Wow, okay, good.
I'll check the date.
It's good to know.
Don't cheat, Arlene.
Aline's
don't tell her.
Okay.
Next one.
Yeah.
Touch it.
Touch it, do it. You
touch
say that to all the girls,
it.
Don't you? Literally. Okay. Oh, this is meat or something, isn't it? It's like strips of something.
Oh, you've got it all in your hand now.
It's turkey strips or chicken strips.
Yay!
Is it?
Yeah, chicken.
You didn't splash out on a whole chicken, though, did you? You got the cheapy strips going on. I bet they were like their own as well.
Okay, one more.
The economy. Oh. Yeah.
What's this?
Oh, that stinks.
Thanks.
It's cold.
What, say what you feel.
Oh, hold on. But it's attached with a piece of string. It's a total pepperami. Isn't it? Salami?
Now remove the blindfold.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Chorizo. From my fridge.
Join me next time for Cat Dealey Has a Feeling.
Wow, what a game.
Can we do... Is this a weekly occurrence, then?
It'll never happen again.
OK.
Yeah, that was Cat Dealey Has a Feeling. Matt, good work.
Does the salami count as chorizo?
Yes. Yeah. You're having that one.
I think it's funny that she found it so funny. She gets... Yeah, you can have a point for that.
Yeah, so you said two, so you were nearer, so Matt gets the point.
Why did she taste the cottage cheese? She didn't even know what it was and she put it in her mouth.
No, see, that's the same as when I tasted that bird poo that time.
What?
Because I was walking past somebody and I thought some ice cream fell on my arm, but it
as
wasn't.
As it would.
And it was bird poo instead, and I ate the whole thing. I was ill for ages, actually.
Mm.
I quite like that game. Imagine having a date with Cat Dealey. You get her back to yours. Everything's going well.
Cat Dealey Has a Feeling.
I don't know whether she would talk about herself in the third person like that. And then... Now remove the blindfold.
Yeah.
Good. So, Matt gets the point on that one.
Oh. What's occurring?
Next one. Matt, are you aware of the show Grand Designs?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Do you like it?
I love it. It's one of my favourites. I think I've seen every episode.
Have you seen the one where they were building a ski chalet in France?
Probably haven't seen that one.
Oh, maybe yeah. I haven't seen it. So everyone apart from Matt. That's how. What are the chances of that? Anyway, the lady with the chalet was absolutely brilliant. But did you notice she kept repeating everything anyone said to her? So, for instance, if I said to her, "Nice sunny day, isn't it?" She'd say, "Nice sunny day." My question to you on Grand Designs: how many times did the chalet lady on the show repeat everything people said to her? Matt Horn.
24 times.
24?
That's a ridiculous guess. Four.
Four. Let's find out.
Ow!
Here's the lady off Grand Designs repeating everything everyone else says.
This was a house, was it?
This was a house.
And you've got two ovens.
I've got two ovens. This is our bedroom down here.
Lovely. With your own ensuite.
With our own ensuite.
Hey, hey, and a big double bed.
A big double bed.
Nice action, as they say.
Very nice action.
And hats off to Bastard.
Yes, well,
real
especially.
Hats off to Mr. Bastard.
Absolutely.
Bastard. So no one. So there's going to be no building here, is there? It's paradise, isn't it?
It is paradise.
So the idea is to keep flying out. You're just going
to
fly.
To keep flying out.
This is Bastard pulling his finger out, isn't it?
This is really Bastard pulling his finger out.
Big bed, small room, big view.
View.
Oh, see, the last one she didn't quite get.
Big bed, small room, big view.
View.
View. I got there in the end. There were 11 in there. Becky said 4, Matt said 24, Matt gets another point. You're not rubbish at all.
Does that work mathematically?
No, Matt, it doesn't. He's being an idiot.
Oh, hang on. No, that's nearer, isn't it? Okay.
I just kept my mouth shut. You could have the point for working out that you got
right, you're
wrong.
The guest. You can have a point.
Becky, that's not such a ridiculous guess, is it, really?
No, it wasn't. I take it back.
There we are.
The ridiculous scoring on Scott's part.
It does say on the new terms and conditions that I'm not the best at maths. So if you do enter to play this game tomorrow, if you are a member of the public, don't worry about it. If I don't give you a score sometimes, I then do randomly other times. But Matt's having the point because he's our special guest. So there.
Oh! What's occurring?
Rules don't really count for much on this. Matt, you know Dane Bowers?
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of his work.
Yeah. Are you watching Celebrity Big Brother?
I've seen a little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah. What's your favourite song ever by Dane Bowers?
Oh, you know that one. That one that everyone loves. The really good one.
Is it the one with Victoria Beckham?
Almost certainly, yeah.
Yeah. You're out of your mind, that one. That's Matt's favourite. What's yours?
Bomb Diggy.
That was when he was part of Hot Boy Band Another Level, but that's still...
Has he had any solos? I don't know. I like Bomb Diggy.
Yeah, you can have that.
I like saying it.
Now, we went onto Stupid Street earlier and asked the question, out of all of Dane Bowers' hits, which is your favourite song by Dane Bowers ever? It's a simple question. What was the most popular answer? Becky?
Bomb Diggy? I don't know any others. And Matt's going to say the one with Victoria Beckham because he doesn't know any either.
So you're saying Bomb Diggy?
Yeah.
Matthew?
Considering I can't get to my computer to search quick enough, I'm going to say the one with Victoria Beckham.
Let's find out. We went to Stupid Street and asked, out of all of the hits, all of them you can choose from, what's your favourite song by Dane Bowers?
Out of all of his back catalogue, out of all the tracks he's ever done, what is your favourite ever Dane Bowers song?
Oh, I'm a closet massive Blue fan, so it's got to be All Rise.
What is your favourite ever Dane Bowers song?
All Right. All Rise, that was it. All Rise has got to be a pretty good one, I think. I like Simon Webb, though, a lot better.
That wasn't him.
Out of all of the Dane Bowers tracks he's ever done, his whole back catalogue, what's your favourite track?
Let Me Lick You Up and Down.
That was one. It wasn't called
that. So out of his whole back catalogue, out of every single song that Dane Bowers has ever done, what's your favourite?
Flying Without Wings. You're flying
without. That wasn't him.
What is your favourite ever Dane Bowers song?
Flying Without the Wings.
Not him again.
Out of all of the Dane Bowers tracks he's ever done, his whole back catalogue, what's your favourite track?
One Love. One Love.
No.
What's his name? Dane Bowers.
I can't actually think of any songs that he's sung, unfortunately. Didn't they sing a song that was something like Bomb Diggity?
Yay! Yes, Becky!
I'm so wrong now!
Me piggyback you all night. Whee, that'll be fun. Oh, the world of Dane Bowers. The most popular answers were All Rise and Flying Without Wings. All Rise was obviously Blue, and Flying Without Wings was Westlife. Last time I checked, Dane Bowers was in neither of those bands. But Bomb Diggy was in there, so Becky can have a point. But you know what, Matt? Because of my rubbish scoring, you win today's What's Occurring.
Oh, wow, I'm absolutely thrilled to bits.
Yeah, you can carry on tidying up your flat now and everything.
Oh, I feel amazing. That street is even more stupid than I thought. But
yeah.
I'm still pleased that I won.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing today. Make sure you tweet everybody saying that you won What's Occurring, not Becky. Thank you.
I'm going to. We'll do it right now.
Love you, Matt. Thank you.
Lots of love. Bye.
Ow! What's Occurring?
Do you want to be on tomorrow? Register online now. Just click on the picture, Nessa.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Let's go.
You want some of Dane Bowers Bomb Diggy. That's what you want.
I do.
We've just found this song. Can we analyse the lyrics of this for a second, please? Because I've kind of forgotten about this song.
I've forgotten how weird they were.
Really weird. Now that's going to be heavy, isn't it? You've got the weight to think about, and then he wants to sing his song as well whilst having a piggyback.
So he's going to piggyback, singing his song whilst eating jelly and chocolate pudding.
Yeah, that's Dane.
It's only going to add to excess weight, isn't it?
It's going to end in disaster, that.
I still love him, though.
The verses sound even better than the chorus. Your love's so supernatural.
He can come round for jelly and chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding?
Yeah.
He wants some of your goody-goody. You'd like to give him your bomb diggy. It's true.
If I knew what that was, I might say yes. This is BBC.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
I'm always looking for innuendo bingo moments. Make sure you email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let's see if this one can make Becky spit her tea out. This is from one of our more cultured listeners, actually. It's from Molly. Hi, Moll. Very cultured. Innuendo bingo.
Too early, then. I didn't realise you were going to do such a long run-up, so I just had a bit of tea and I was like...
No, you need another one.
Oh, so I swallow, so...
Yeah. Innuendo bingo from William Shakespeare. This is from Hamlet. But can Hamlet and this piece of IB make Becky spit her tea out? OK, off you go. Yeah. Drink it. Mm-hmm. Hold it. Here it is.
Indeed, sirs. But this troubles me. Hold you the watch tonight?
We do, my lord.
Armed, say you?
Armed, my lord.
From top to toe?
My lord, from head to foot.
Then saw you not his face?
Oh, yes, my lord. He wore his beaver up.
Ah! Pale or red?
Nay, very pale.
Oh, it went everywhere.
That was the innuendo, wasn't it? There wasn't more. Oh, God, that's gross.
Oh.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Thanks, Molly. Would you try another one, or are you too wet?
I'm a bit too wet at the moment.
Oh, go on, one more, please.
Hang on, all right.
Right. Oh, that went on your jeans.
I've still got it all over my chin.
Okay, and another gulp.
Mm-hmm. It's Gladys Knight, baby, don't change your mind. So Gladys has been around, she is around, she's on Steve Wright's studio, in his studio this afternoon, and, yeah, join him to hear Gladys, and she's got some serious bouncers as well. Right.
Oh, no.
That was not as good for me.
From Radio 2. No. One more.
I'm running out of tea.
Sorry. This is off of Lou, Neighbours.
Oh, this is great. Somebody's knocked one off.
There it goes again.
Oh, sorry. They're good.
That was a good one from Lou off Neighbours.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.